yo, what up, what up? Good morning, GMG. Monday. Oh, yes. April 22nd, 2024. Look at that. Another beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I got my co-host in the house, Ovi. How you doing, Baba?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm drinking from my own mug, my own coffee machine. I took a dump on my own throne. I'm in my own home, at my own desk. You know the vibes. You know the vibes. I'm so bad. Levels of being back. Unseen before. It just landed 2.5 hours ago. We're back at it. You know, reconnected the whole thing. Because I brought everything with me this trip because I was away for 2 weeks. Okay, the roadcaster, the camera, the settings are already on. The sun is shining in Montreal, as you can see. Like, I don't even have my lights on right now. It's just natural lighting. I got a little bit of color, right? A little bit, at least a little bit. I was starting to become, like, fluorescent. Stuck in my Montreal home here. It is still very cold, but we're back. We're back. We're definitely back home. You know, I survived World War III. I survived the biggest flood and hurricane or storm in the history of the Emirates in, like, the last 75 years, I read. One of the biggest, like, storms in the region in, like, forever. And clearly have still not yet survived this sinus infection, but we're going to get over it. I got antibiotics on the way, so we'll get there. How are you doing? How was your last week? Feels like I was in Dubai for a month.
Shit. Yeah, it was good. It was pretty quiet, really. I mean,
everyone was away.
Yeah, everyone was away. Markets were kind of quiet. Like, we had that bit of that freak out, but then we just kind of found a range and stabilized there, I think. So yeah. It just feels halving for me is an anticlimax. But it's good to see some crypto strength. But yeah, I don't know, like, I think just feels like there's maybe not that much going on at the moment, but it also feels a little bit like the calm before the storm as well, I think.
Oh yeah, Papa, that's it in the words of Harold. And I think crypto was quiet last week because every single person was in Dubai. If I gotta give Dubai anything, any sort of credit here on the Token 2049 side, is that I have to tell you one thing. Okay, Raheem's in here, so I can't say too much. I'm not sure how I actually genuinely feel about the city itself, but maybe I gotta go and see it without the whole work thing, because we literally had work every single day. As fun as it looked online, like, it was actually exhausting. It was every single day we had to do something for Rug Radio and Decrypt and all that stuff. Like, it was panels, design. It was fun, but, you know, it's a lot. But if anything, they brought everyone out. Like, Token 2049, the conference itself was sick. Like, sick. Big shout out to my girl Tracy over that Token. Everyone, we're media partners to them. So we created a lot of content. You guys will see videos, articles on Decrypt, and all that good stuff. But everyone's out there, man. Like, in terms of founders, like, it was actually proper, you know? So that was something I really liked seeing. It wasn't just one of those, like, it wasn't just creators, or it wasn't just, like, team members going. That was, like, actual, like, big dog, like, founders, funds, whatever. Everyone's out there. And then I got to give my boys at Art Style Fest, boys and girls at Art Style Fest, a huge shout out, because that was fun. The Art Style Fest was a lot of fun. I spoke Saturday. I spoke Sunday. I had a little debate on meme coins, actually, Ovi. For or against.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was placed on the side for meme coins, of course, and so that was a lot of fun. But Art Style Fest cooked, man. So these guys, I mean, they work really hard. They did everything properly, and that was a lot of fun. And the conference was great. So that's probably why the market was so quiet, or the timeline, that is, because everyone was out there. Everyone's out there. But now we're back. You know, we can resume the pump. We can resume everything. Marcus looks pretty strong. I'm sure we're going to talk about this in a second. Mando is also on his way into the show. So I'll be in a second. I got to catch up with my runes. I got to catch up with everything. The halving happened. So much going on. So much happened over the weekend and the last week. That felt like 10 years, frankly. So anyways, today on the show, today. Let me just, I was locked out of my email again, bro. These security measures. After that one time where I got SIM swapped, and obviously we managed to save everything before it was too late. After that last time I got SIM swapped, we like upped the security measure on everything. And it's so annoying when you have to open this YouTube app to like approve and do all this stuff. Oh my God. But I'm sure that today on the show, we're going to talk about the market. I'm sure that today on the show, we're going to talk about memes, alts, memes, and dreams. As usual, we're going to talk about all that good stuff. I'm sure that we're going to be going through the halving. Oh, there it is. We're back. We're back to the other show. Daily Market Report, as usual. Crypto, macro, NFTs. Again, UK. Wait, why do we talk about the UK so much? Sims. UK to introduce new stable coins and staking rules. Man, we talk about UK like every day. Hong Kong, USA. We'll talk about all that good stuff. Top 100 gainers and losers. Is that up to date? Yeah, it is. I don't think it's up to date. And then all that good stuff. Anyways, and then we're also going to be joined by a partner today, Demo. I actually heard about them last cycle. Love to see that they're still here. No, Jose, I did not have the lamb chops for breakfast. Have you ever seen that, Ovi? They serve lunch on the breakfast on the Emirates flight here. So they woke me up. I was sleeping like a baby. They woke me up and like, yo, do you want lamb chops? I'm like, dude, what the fuck do I want lamb chops for? It's fucking 7 in the morning. Would you eat lamb chops 7 a.m.?
No.
Dude.
That's pretty aggressive.
But Vanessa did it. What's wrong with her? I don't understand. I don't say. I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, What? What are we doing? Anyways, and also someone asked what I do with that chick's hand in my photo. It's actually my girlfriend. It was just engagement farming. I thought it was a funny post. Anyways, and as usual, this show is presented by Fairside Network on X. Check him out. Wallet coverage for dreams, scams, and more. And film.io. Excited to host him this week. We had to push him on Friday because the man is in Dubai, the world's most powerful decentralized filmmaking ecosystem. So finally, excited to get to host them. And without further ado, let's get right into it.
Daily Market Report, brought to you by Rug Radio. Joseph, what's the word?
So where do we start? Equities, decent bounce back today. Small bounce back today. It was still a tough week. It's been a tough couple of weeks. The S&P 500 is back below 5K. So we've had a decent pullback so far in stocks. But to be honest with you, like, rates are still high. They haven't really moved off where they were. Oil prices are still pretty low. So like the price reaction we've seen of markets to geopolitical tension signals that the market doesn't really care about it that much. And if you look at history within the last 10 years or so, we usually just kind of get over these things with regard to market prices. So it seems like that's what's being priced in right now. In crypto, it's pretty strong, actually. You know, like we had a good bounce in Bitcoin post-halving. We're up to 66.2K. I think last week we ended the week with finally got an info number on the ETS, but it was still pretty small. It was about 55 million or so. But Sol's back up above 150. ETH is at 3,200. So it's been a pretty good like reaction of crypto post-halving. And things, I think, are starting to feel a bit better. Funding is still like really low slash negative, but I think OI is quite high in either direction. It actually feels like there's maybe even more shorts in the market than there are longs.
Really?
And I feel like a lot of those shorts aren't just outright shorts. I think they're probably like hedged versus other things. I think a lot of people have these basis trades on now. So it will be interesting to see how that plays out. I think while that number stays high, it does create a greater likelihood of things just like roofing through and liquidating all those shorts, I think, which could be kind of interesting. So we'll see what happens there. But I think that's a pretty interesting dynamic right now. And that's kind of it, really. Like, I think memes have been quiet, really. Like, WIF is definitely struggling. WIF and Doge are both struggling, to be honest with you. Like, I think WIF is like... WIF's like... There was like a massive sale of it today, I think. And so it's one of the only large memes that are down today.
Oh, wow.
I think someone made like a $4 million sale or something.
What?
Today. And so... That's been lagging a bit. Doge has been lagging a bit as well, although it is up today. everything else is maybe seeing small bounces, but we haven't really seen like a full return to meme season yet, despite the bounce in Seoul. So
and the duck. Mando's living his best life. I can't wait to finally talk about it on him while I'm home. Interesting on Whiff's side. I mean, still $3. You know, not bad. We still got some bags in there, so hopefully we'll be fine on that front. I haven't really looked at Doge is funny because so many times we thought it was finally time for it to run, and it just really hasn't had its time taken off. You really think it's gonna take off like big time at some point this cycle or what? Like it's every time it's tried to push past 20 cents, it got smacked back down. I've tried to take the trade multiple times myself.
I personally wouldn't take that trade. Like maybe it will, maybe it won't, but I just think there's so many other things out there in the meme world that look interesting and look exciting that I think has more attention and mind share. And I get it. Like it's a mid-curve thing to say, oh, look at Doge's market cap and its inflation and all that kind of stuff. And it's definitely a mid-curve to say that for sure. But why give yourself an unfair disadvantage when you could just buy any other, you know, dozens of other Seoul memes or whatever, or new memes this year that have a much greater chance of going higher and that are at way lower market caps. And if you believe in like the big market cap story, then I think something like Whiff or Pepe is a better play as a catch up to Doge and SHIB rather than buying Doge and SHIB themselves. So I kind of feel like, you know, everyone's like, oh, ETH is struggling this cycle and Seoul's like the nice shiny thing. And it feels like Doge might be like the ETH of this cycle and there's going to be something else that's going to go crazy to me. But yeah, I just think like old coins have old bag biases, have old people who are trying to get out.
Yeah.
New coins have much cleaner positioning, and so I wouldn't, there's no good reason for me to pick an old coin over a new coin unless there was like an extremely compelling thesis, and I don't see an extremely compelling thesis for Doge.
Interesting.
I'm not saying it can't go higher, I would rather own about 25 other things than Doge.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Whiff is struggling because of Ansem's fight the other day?
It did whip down when he lost.
No way, actually. I was tapped out of the market. I have no...
It actually whipped down like 3% or something when he lost.
What?
It then did bounce back. I think it's lagging today because of that big sale, obviously, but...
And $4 million sale? Like $4
million. I read that somewhere. Like we'll need to verify that, but I did see...
Let's check the chain.
It may have been like a DCA or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. It's look, I mean, congratulations to the seller. You know?
Yeah. Well, it depends where they bought, but
yeah, of course.
I'm sure they did all right.
Yeah, I'm sure they're okay. I mean, look, I'm not too concerned about on that front. I mean, we got KSI still calling for Whiff and meme coins to go much lower, so I think we'll be okay on that front. I think we'll live. I think we shall live. So top memes. I mean, look, like I was going through that right now. I mean, you still have what do you got? You still have Toeship, Dog with Hat, Pepe and Floki. Bonk. Dude, Bonk had like this insane, like we were at this event on Thursday in Dubai, and all of a sudden, like we look in the air and there's like this drone show. Like, what the fuck? Like, those are always cool to see. And then it's just the Bonk Inu logo. And we're like, what? So I think Bonk spent
that. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I think Bonk bought a drone show. It's pretty cool. Not going to lie. Those were like $100,000, though. I checked it. It was on the deck when we threw our party. And I was like, yeah, maybe not. But that those were like $100,000. I mean, stuff. What? Bones? This is me catching up on the show. I really haven't looked at anything. I wake up, I check price, of course, on CoinMarketCap quickly, but I haven't looked at anything outside of my own core bags, not gonna lie, which is literally Seoul, Seoul Whiff. I look at Seoul Whiff, Pepe Mog, and like Epic every day. Of course, Bitcoin and ETH. So you have, this is the tops, this is what's going on. I mean, is base still running pretty good? You've been more boots on the ground than me. Like the
base has been quiet. I think it's been quiet. All the meme coin stuff has been quiet really recently. Really? To be honest with you. It's all been really quiet. Yeah. I think there's still some activity on base, but it's definitely been a much smaller part of my timeline than it was a few weeks back, I would say.
Hmm. And then I'm looking at all of this. It looks like wow, BlackRock ETF 69 days of inflows. You quickly touched on top on the ETFs and stuff. How's that been over the last couple of weeks? I know that last week was not the best. How are you feeling?
It's just quiet. Really, there isn't really anything more to add there. It's just been quiet. Maybe flows will pick up post-halving. Maybe it's just a quiet time of the year. I'm not really sure. But it's just, there's not really a ton going on there. Maybe we need a bigger macro rally, you know, like if macro rallies again, then people want to dip down the risk curve and get more involved in crypto. But yeah, it's just really been quiet.
Huh. Interesting. Are the flows positive or are we like...
There was a small negative outflow last week.
Did we have a big open today or what? Let's look at it. Because the Bitcoin is looking good right now. Bitcoin's at 66.2. What do you think? You think we're over that little, you know, like we had quite a slow phase of the last week or two. You know, people were starting to feel a little bearish on the timeline. How are you feeling about this coming week?
I'm not bullish or bearish. I do think we can start to go a bit higher again, but I think we all just want to see some movement, and we may not get it yet. I just feel like we may not get it yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think we could. I think we're over that shit. You know, it was just it's like we correlated with like Iran and Israel's like, you know, little debacles over the last couple of weeks. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. But I don't know. I woke up today feeling pretty bullish. I mean, I wake up bullish every day of my life, but today I woke up in Montreal feeling fantastic and bullish as fuck. So I think we see quite a pump this week. I don't know. And we let the bears in disbelief. Anyways, in other news, it seems like actually we were talking about Base here a second ago. It seems like Base is actually still leading when it comes to activity on L2s. And there's a lot going on. I was having a chat with a friend of mine on the way here who manages a fund, actually. It seems like a lot of on-chain games are being built on there. And he was insanely bullish on FriendPet. And then, like, have you heard of FriendPet?
No. That's on Base, right?
Yeah, it's on Base, right? It was based off of, like, FriendPet. It was came out around the same time. And, like, it's apparently, like, a lot of, like, proper on-chain games are being built on there. But at the same time, like, you also have, like, Farcaster, you know, such Farcast, which is still, like, really running like crazy. Like, stuff is still doing very, very well on there. It's extremely active. Of course, you have DGen. How's DGen Coin doing? I mean, that whole Base ecosystem, man, is still really, like, quite alive. It seems like I saw Zach Hizbuti saying pre-sell metas going on over there right now, which is not great. But you know, it seems like the activity on there is still extremely good. If you pull this in, like, daily transaction Ethereum's popular layer 2 platforms, I mean, look at that. 2.6 million daily transactions on Base. Arbitrum Gang, they're right after at 1.4 million. Ethereum at 1.2 million. So it's really that. And then, of course, Optimism and Blast. I mean, we are getting crazy close to Blast, right? Like, they're like a week away, 2 weeks away.
I think we're a while away. They said May. They didn't say the They didn't say the 1st of May. So there's there's 31 days in May. There's also only two of like 10 multipliers that I think they've released. So I think we're still quite some way away. If it's going to be May, I think it's going to be the end of May. And I wouldn't be surprised if it gets delayed just by looking at like where we're at in terms of like Blast Gold being distributed and where the multipliers and stuff are at. I would have expected faster pace of some stuff there, so I could be wrong, and that's just me guessing, but I think if it's May, it's going to be towards the end of May.
Okay, so gold distribution too. How does this exactly work, like the gold stuff?
But different bunch of dApps get gold, and then they have the ability to distribute that gold to its users depending on usage, basically. So they just announce which dApps will be getting gold and the distributions and stuff. And then it's up to them to distribute them, basically.
Okay. I guess we'll see where that goes. I'm sure we're going to talk about it a lot when time comes. That's, you know, Ovi's This is when Ovi's going to retire. Ovi's retiring in the next 31 days. So, did you leave all your money on there when you did it, or did you run Bridge when they opened back?
I still have it on there. I haven't on Bridge.
I love that. That's called conviction. That's called conviction. I love that.
I think it will be one of the best trades this year. I really do. Like, I think people seem to be expecting between 15 to 20 billion FDV for Blast. And it would be probably something like a 10 to 12% airdrop. So that's like somewhere between $1 to $2 billion airdrop. It's going to be a massive, massive airdrop. And, you know, if you're ranking within like the top 100 or even top 250 for points, I think you're going to make a lot of money on this drop. And if the timing of it is around when maybe ETH catches a bid or whatever, or we get some different ETF information, like that could really be a massive tailwind for it as well. But I do think, like, if you factor in ETH was what, maybe like 1700 or 1800 back in November when they launched Blast. So since then, you've doubled your ETH. And on top of that, you're going to get a Blast airdrop, which is going to be, I think, a big, big return on that as well. So for something where you haven't really had to do anything, just bridge your ETH and just sit there, basically, I think it's going to be a pretty big return.
Yeah, I'm honestly really excited to see like the outcome of this. It's been going on for a while, right? When did you say it was? Q4, October? Was it around? I forgot what it was, but it's been a while since they announced this, and it looks like we're getting closer and closer and closer every day. Anyways, in other news, I'm going through this here, like, see what some of the top line. Crypto news. Look at the Mt. Gox withdrawals are now expected in October. Is that bullish or bearish? Like, surely it's bullish, right?
Yeah, it's just more liquidity coming back to the market.
I mean, if the people put their money back in, but crypto MFers, I think it's just going to keep going. Yeah. I think they keep going. So Mt. Gox creditors receive update on token withdrawal. Mt. Gox has updated the official website form providing details on expected tokens and payment statuses. For creditors, distribution of 142,000 Bitcoin, 143,000 BCH, and 69 billion yen is anticipated on October 31st, 2024. So that's going to happen. But that's in quite a while. And then another news, speaking of the yen, in China, I don't know if you saw that. That was some cool, that's some funny news I just picked up from Mando's newsletter. Looks like they banned crypto sponsors from the F1 cars.
Oh, no way. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, because I don't know if you noticed, but you probably have. F1 is like all crypto sponsors now.
Yeah.
We work with Kraken and Williams Racing. So it's going to be super fun. I'm going to be doing a few things with them this year. I'm actually so excited, Ovi. Oh, my God. You guys will see a lot of stuff with that. OKX is on, like, I forgot, the McLaren car. FTX was on the Mercedes car, but yeah, Velas was unfair. Like, just a lot of these, like I don't even know if this is how up to date this is, but it looks like they've actually removed them from the wings here. So CG, here you have OKX, you have Bybit on the Red Bull car. They were completely removed. so <Wow. laughs> yeah. I mean, they let them do what they want in Hong Kong, but they ain't letting them do what they want on mainland, it seems. So that's a funny little thing. That was a minute there. And that was removed on that front. I don't know what that means, but you know, they're not too friendly with crypto just yet in China. I think it's gonna take a little bit more before we get anywhere close to open on that front. But I just thought that was funny. I saw Luke Martin's post and I was like, oh look, it looks like they banned this completely from China. So it is what it is. But that's an interesting thing. Look, the big happening of this weekend. Obviously, we don't host on weekends, and we're Monday now. But it feels like it was a year ago. Was the halving? I don't know, man. I came back and I tried to look into it on the plane. Everything looks like it's just business as usual, right? Prices up, 66K Bitcoin seems unchanged, right?
Yeah, I mean, nothing. Historically, you get a big Bitcoin rally like in the weeks and months after the halving. So maybe we see that. You know, there's been talk of this cycle being a left translated cycle because ETF flows caused Bitcoin to rally quite a lot before the halving. But you never know. Like, I don't personally believe in like market history and patterns and that kind of stuff. Like, I think there's reason. No, I don't believe in. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think there's reasons for price action, and you can explain things. I don't think, oh, just because it did this last cycle, it's going to do this now. I think it's just coincidence that the halving happens to time up with like broader macro cycles. Mm-hmm. You know, COVID is a good example of that, right? Like, we had the COVID, we had the halving, was it pre-COVID, I think it was?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything just cooled off because of COVID. So it just shows you like you can have exogenous factors that will create price action. So I don't think it's just like, oh, because this happened last cycle, will happen again. But I do think we will see a rally post-halving, not because it's post-halving, just because I think crypto has the right momentum right now, and so do markets in general.
Yeah, it's funny.
I guess. Yeah, sorry.
No, go on.
I should say, I guess there's like an element of like, you know, even if it has no actual technical impact, there is like a bit of like a placebo effect kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I just quickly searched on X, like, so I don't really know that person. It's just ironic that they're called Red Capital. but I just found the first chart I found. I looked up. So this is what you're talking about, right? The halving was here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously we had the COVID, you know, the COVID dump. But I saw this interesting chart that was like you said, like it was always in the, it's like weeks after. It's like, I think the chart I saw was like 8 to 12 weeks after or something, that there's an actual response on the Bitcoin price action. But I find it interesting that you don't believe in cycles. You don't think cycles repeat themselves? Like, this is like,
I believe cycles repeat themselves, but I don't think it makes sense to be like, oh, just because this happened last cycle, the same thing's going to happen this cycle. I think there are always reasons for things. Mm. Yeah, there's an element of like, yes, like people will have PTSD or memories or whatever from like when they got liquidated bad or when they made a lot of money or whatever, and those things can repeat themselves. But, you know, like, for example, the rally after the halving last time round, there are multiple other reasons why it could have been that rather than just being post-halving. Mm. So the other thing worth mentioning is like the impact of the halving, like it reduces every four years, right? Significantly. Like the first halving when Bitcoin was initially launched has a massive like impact on the rewards. But now, like, what's the total circulating supply of Bitcoin right now? It's like 20 million or something.
Yeah. 21.
No, but what's circulating right now? 19.7 million, right?
Okay.
And in the first cycle, that would have been way lower. So the marginal impact of the halving each time decreases exponentially, like by definition. So it's not as important in later years as it was in the original year.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'm curious to see how this reacts, but I still, you know, most of the conversations I have with people, like whether it's on the fund side, crypto exec side, whatever, traders and stuff like that, a lot of people seem to think that summer is just going to be chill, like not massive dumps, just like not necessarily a giga pump. And a lot of people seem to think like September, like Q3, Q4 is going to be fucking insane. Obviously followed by like Q1, 25. But again, like, I feel like we all know just as much, right? As the next person. It's like, we don't know much, right? It's just gonna, we're just gonna have to see. I still think that the tweet that you did the other day, maybe what happens, or like Max Payne, like just fucking everything just cooking up like over the summer while everyone's away, and then you're like, oh shit.
I think we could have a summer rally. Yeah, I do feel like we could. I think we're set up for one right now, but let's see.
Yeah, we'll see. But I don't know. It just feels like I don't know. Look, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows much about shit, but we'll see how that ends up. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about runes, NFTs, memes, dreams. I mean, I saw your tweet about runes saying, yo, like where do I start? Like, have you looked into a little bit more ever since, or are you just like sidelined, just like watching, letting it happen?
Yeah, it seemed like there was a very muted result. Well, it seemed a bit anticlimactic to me. I've never gotten involved in BRC20s, yeah. And I didn't touch runes. I haven't touched runes yet either, and I've been not very involved in ordinals, so I don't really have anything to benchmark it against. But like, the commentary and the timeline seem to be like, well, it hasn't really solved or fixed any of the issues that BRC20's had. It just kind of seems like they have still some of the same growing pains.
Yeah.
And the other thing about runes, it didn't just come out of nowhere. Like, originally it was out of nowhere, but then like everyone was talking about it for the last week or two. So I think that surprise factor, you know, was a bit nullified or neutralized, if that makes sense. And yeah, I don't know. Like, it seems like there's some stuff that's doing well. I think there's some money that's there to be have been made, but I don't see. I haven't seen anything that like incredibly excites me on that front yet. And that's not to say it could change, but
no, I'm sure.
It just seems like maybe to me, and I'm saying this as a complete outsider. Like, I'm not really involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem at all, but it feels like to me it's like, you had ordinals and BRC20s, now you have ordinals, BRC20s and runes, and it has just kind of like diluted the mind share of those two now. And you have a third thing in the mix with the same group of people trading it, if that makes sense.
Mm. I see what you mean.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how ordinal prices have done, or if like capital, you know, when liquidity goes out of one thing to the other thing, etc. It feels like it could be more of that an event, because if it's true that they haven't really made an improvement on BRC20s, and if it's true that they're still difficult to trade and engage with, and it's not going to get loads of new people involved, and it's just going to be the same group of people who've been in the Bitcoin ecosystem, like trading it around, which is fine. Like, you know, if you have big winners and a lot of money that's made, it will bring in more people, but it doesn't seem like it's this crazy thing that it was made out to be. But again, I don't know. I haven't really looked at it that much. I haven't really touched it that much. And I'm just going by my sentiment, my personal sentiment from reading the timeline, which is my first filter for getting involved in stuff. And so far, it doesn't feel like I've missed anything.
Yeah, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, there's nothing really to trade them yet. Like, we looked into BRC20s early, right? Sobi, like, gave us the whole, like, lowdown. I looked into it early. I wasn't trading BRC20s per se early on because I was like, it's too clunky. Like, fuck this. I'll just wait. You know what I mean? Don't feel like going on Unisat or OKX wallet and like doing this this whole like inscribing them and buying inscriptions and this and that. But I know for a fact from conversations that I've had both in France during Paris Blockchain Week and in Dubai that multiple rune dexes are on the way out. So I think that's just the type of thing that you, personally speaking, like obviously, you know, like I've been looking into it a lot. I have a bunch of rune pups, RSIC, which I'm super bullish on, both of them, still as bullish. It's one of those things where I've decided that I'm just not going to do anything for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Nothing. Zero. Not going to buy anything, but I'm also not going to sell anything. I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to wait, because you're right. Like, right now, it's still as clunky as it was before. There's nothing different. Like, even Davis-based carbon was like, it's just BRC20, but renamed to runes for now, right? Like, this is your update and recap on runes. And so, I wanted to ask you, because more from the outside looking in perspective, how you felt about it. Inside being in is the same. Right now, the top three runes are RSIC, which... I'm like turbo bullish on that team. That's the team that helped MemeLand launch their runes. They're the people that did their RSIC, that the rune things first. They're the ones that airdropped the puppets early on. There's like, they pulled their own runes themselves, like 30 plus 40% of the runes that are the pre-runes that are pulled. So that's going to be an interesting one. I would pay attention to this one. I've obviously read a lot about the Satoshi Nakamoto one. Haven't been able to dabble into it yet at all. It's too new for me. I'm going to look into it more over the next couple of days and report back, and then the pups and everything. That's what I've been into. But I think, and this is one of the situations over here where like, you can't just have to like wait. I think to avoid getting wrecked, I know, like, I'm sure some people are making money, and I've read that some people have made money, but it's the type of thing where like, you know, you could get ahead of it and front run people and like know your shit and do it properly. You make quite a bit of cash, or maybe just wait a little bit. Like, maybe wait a little bit. Like, I like Tyler's reports here saying, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto leading volume with $2.6 million, which is 60%. So 130 mil. That was yesterday. RSIC is 250 mil. I think I have an airdrop. I think my airdrop's what, 25, 30 grand at this stage? From something I got for free? Not bad. I mean, I didn't pay for my RSICs. They were given to me for having puppets. So that was that. And then 9 runes saw 6-figure volume, 2 runes over 100 million, 5 over $10 million. So look, we'll probably report on runes every day quickly to see where we're at. One thing I saw also on the ledger side, that was 20 minutes ago, Exciting news in the Bitcoin world. Bitcoin Runes, a fresh fungible token standard, debuted alongside the Bitcoin halving. But wait, what are Bitcoin Runes? So I don't know. It looks like Ledger's getting involved. I don't know. I know, you know, obviously, like, the president is like a Bitcoin maxi. So we'll see. But, you know, wouldn't be surprised if, like, at some point they have Rune support. And I know for a fact that multiple Rune dexes are coming out. I even read something about Magic Eden team working on that. So I think Magic Eden is probably going to be one of the first people, like, jumping on that narrative and everything. But on the Ordinal side, I mean, let me pull up DGens here. Let me refresh the page a little bit to see what we're looking at in terms of price action here on Bitcoin. We're looking at like the Prometheans and the Runestone, Rune Doors. Like, it's all runes, like, really running the main, like, all the top volume here on DGens. It's all runes right now. So those are the main ones. So the Rune Milio, honestly, they look really cool. It's just like weird characters, like, you know, like a bunch of Vermilios. So look, I don't know much of what's happening, but we'll see. Puppets are still about 0.4 Bitcoin. Same for Node Monkeys. Like, it's the new Fantastic Four, right? I don't know if you read Udi's big, like, tweet. It's like the four, like, fantastic, like, the four big projects on Bitcoin, which is like Puppets, Nodes, OMB, and the Quantum Cats. So those four are doing really good in that front. The Cats are 0.46. So they're all at the 0.4s. And I genuinely think that no matter what you buy, they're all going to do good. I also saw a bunch of people beefing about the fact that who inscribed what first. Do you personally care about who inscribed what first when you buy a 10K PFP project, OV? Because I think that debate is stupid. Like, it happened on ETH early on, remember? It just doesn't matter.
I've never been a believer in historical. I think, like, something being historical or being first is only half of the equation, if not less than half of the equation. And the other half is, like, is the content actually good, or does it have cultural significance, or is it something that you know, people really, like, warmed up to, or something that caught fire or caught hype? Yeah. And I think just because, you know, if the first everything that was inscribed was just like a fucking CryptoPunk derivative, like, it's not, it's, yeah, whatever, price. It's old, but, like, it's just a bit shit. Like, it's a waste of an early inscription. So I think something being early is not the only thing that's important. I think you need to have more to it than that.
Relevance. I mean, if not, punks wouldn't be punks, right? Because punks were not the first ETH NFT, yeah, exactly, at all. Like, Mooncats, or way before punks, or way before, you know, they're before punks. There's a, like, 6, 7, 8, like, there's probably 10 projects before CryptoPunks. But CryptoPunks is still the most relevant ones. Speaking of which, and it's a good segue into punks, I mean, those have been selling, but at prices that are a little surprising to me, Ovi. I mean, maybe not because the narrative is not on ETH, but 3D glasses selling for 48 ETH? Dude.
Wow.
I mean, I may be in the market for another punk here. I feel like this is
punks
where...
they're in freefall, yeah, aren't they?
I mean, you got... I mean, look, at the end of the day, like, ETH is, like, ETH pumped a bit. So you're still looking at... What are we looking at here? We're looking at $123,000 NFT, right? So it's not like we're... You know, we're still looking at $125,000 JPEG. But, man, like...
That purple hair one is pretty cool.
This one?
No, the next one.
Where?
With the shades on the left.
Purple. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's a cool punk. Yeah, dude, I saw these two 3D, like, fem punk sales, like, back to back. I was like, look, my poor old punk is getting, like, passed around like a, I'm not going to finish the sentence, but goddamn, man. Y'all can't, dude, come on, man. I held that shit for like a whole year. You guys are like passing them around. Look at that. You're passing him around. Like, he's like, what? Poor punk 8558. That's, anyways, but I saw, dude, there's a lot of clean punks. You're like, this is clean. This is Luxley with a darker skin tone. You got, like, this is a clean punk. This one's awesome. Like, pink on pink here. This one's cool. Like, I don't know. The attention's not there, but if you're looking for a forever punk and you're the type of person that can park 150 grand to something, not give a shit, I wouldn't be surprised to see some nice sales there. Ooh, this is cool to see. So that was that, and that's really it when it comes to NFTs, because I don't think on the Sol side, like, there's much movement, to be honest, when it comes to the NFTs. You saw some things go up, but look, Matlads are under 100 Sol now, bro. That hasn't happened in a while, because I've been reporting on the Sol NFTs on this show for a minute now. That's that. Again, like, not too much happening there, and on Ethereum, I mean, same shit, different day. Seems like we bottomed on the apes at around 9 ETH. Like, the sentiment was as low as one can get. I think tomorrow's the third anniversary, actually, of Port ABR Club. So That was like a really, really, really low sentiment last week. Like really fucking low. But they had some fire events in Dubai. So actually, shout out to Armin Zastra and the family that I know they ran a few events at the penthouse in Dubai. Try to recollect the community together, and that was that. But anyways, look who's here! Look who's here! Look who's here!
I was here. I've been here.
I'm Jesus.
How we doing?
We're good. We're good. We're vibing. You know, Ovi and I, you know, held it down. And now we're.
How you doing? How you? Is that your final trip now for a while?
I'm flying Thursday.
Oh fuck! Where are you going now?
I have to go to New York for 24 hours to speak for Louis Vuitton over there. It's a pretty big deal. Or else I would cancel. And then I have to go to Hong Kong on May 8th for Ordinals Asia, Bitcoin Asia 4. It's just three events in one. And obviously we got a lot of stuff cooking in Hong Kong for Rug Radio Decrypt. So I'll find there maybe a little bit for people listening. So we got that. And then
now you're like the biggest star in crypto over the weekend, right?
Me? Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hi baby.
You're the biggest thing to come out of crypto in years.
Did you see this thing? Did you see this? That shit was funny, bro. Six million views on the
Yo Crypto Twitter. Does anyone know this insanely rich dude with a ponytail who bought the biggest backstage table at Black Coffee in Dubai? I think he's like a sheikh. and then there was another one of you guys all at the like with the bottles coming, right? Like that was Mike Majek, right? Who's like the co-host of the podcast with Logan Paul.
Yeah. You know, for what it's worth, I'm poor. My friends are rich. You know, they didn't take Epic for the bottles. So
No,
they don't take
Somebody Epic. Sold.
Somebody's an Epic.
It must have been someone, let me tell you something. It must have been someone at the table. I think because I saw a red candle the same time as the bill came. I'm just kidding. It's not true. Listen, bro. My first time seeing Black Coffee in my life, and if it's my last time, I'm okay with it. Like that was something. Shout out to Harold and Wizard. They really hooked it up. They really made it happen. You know, of course, you know, we all contribute to that, but you know, they really hooked it up for the fam. They hooked it up big. It was fun. We were really like, it was really main character energy in that pit. we had a lot of fun. It is Black Coffee after all. It was a vibe. It was honestly like the music, just the art show, laser show music. I was just vibing. I was just doing my thing. I don't think I've ever danced so long, so much in my life for so long. It was like 5 hours straight of just dancing, you know, with the homies, you know. It's good when you have good people, good friends, you know. I mean, we are all mutual friends and we're all one group of homies. So that was cool. And then dude, like the Rug Radio event, you know, obviously shout out to the people that made it happen at Space and at Lingo as well. Like that was, I'm pretty sure we threw the sickest party in all Token 2049.
People loved it, right?
Yeah, 600 people came and they had to shut the doors down. There was 200 people downstairs fighting to get in. Like actually, like there was people downstairs that was told that were like, yo, like I'm this, I'm that, I was very, and everybody was Farouk's friend. And so I put the phones away.
I once owned a Rug Radio NFT like 3 years ago. Exactly. Can I get in?
All of a sudden, everybody was bullish on Rug Radio again. You know what I mean? So that was that. But look, dude, like we're cooking, you know, like we're building some of the biggest media brands in crypto, and people are starting to, I think, you know, realize what's going on over here. So it was a lot of fun. It was the pinnacle, man. I have to say, like I sat down when the event was sitting up for 30 minutes. I looked at the logo overlooking Atlantis Royale and Atlantis the Palm, and I just sat down for 30 minutes, just like looking it in and let it sink in. So that was a lot of fun. I really appreciate everyone coming in. Like that was crazy. That was crazy, aside from all the floods and all that shit. And I got to figure out how to kiss my throat and my face better because I'm still all fucked up. But, you know, we'll get there. A lot of work ahead. A lot of work ahead, lads. A lot of work ahead. How's our little ducklings doing? You guys got the whole fucking application on XR, VR, AI.
I work night and day for the duck. The price has been going down. Bad price. It's going good, man. Like, just trust the process.
Pretty well today. Like that, I think
it's doing okay today. It's volatile, man. Like, I think someone needed like 10 million yesterday. Which didn't help.
Like, someone needed
someone doing the show. It's because you're the same price is not correlated to effort.
It's because you weren't around. You know, they opened the show, they saw you weren't here, and they were like, yo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is what happens when you don't come. You see this?
In fact, the other show I was on, they're not big fans of meme coins. I can tell you that.
No? Oh, well.
they're not as big.
That's so funny, bro. Oh, my God. Anyways, look, tomorrow we're doing the Romans.
Oh, now it's rallying. I come back on the show, and it's ripping.
I'm telling you, bro. I was texting. I'm like, yo, Mandy, where you at?
I love that.
I didn't know you weren't going to be there. And it was so funny because the topics weren't ready because Sims and I both landed like an hour before the show. And we're like, shit. So we're just going through Mando minutes and just figuring out what to talk about with Ovi.
Man, Solana. Solana going to the moon. That's all we need to know.
Oh, okay. Hopefully. I like that. It's funny. Why is it always towards the end of the show that we get the most views? We have 2,000 people on video right now.
So really?
2,019 people watching us live. I mean, you know what happened though? The problem is that Clemente bought in. And ever since he bought into the Epic Doc, like, shit's like been going like sideways weird. Like, we gotta, how do we
he get- is he is a bit of a cuss, but I have to say I respect that guy. Like, he puts out his views every day on it, and I'm like, you know what, why not? Like, we'll break the curse with Clemente. He was like highlighting how crap it was in like six different posts over the course of the time that he owned it. But now he's back to flat. I think he's okay.
He's flat.
Yeah, now he's back to flat. He's okay. But that was the last of like seven posts about how it was a terrible investment. He's losing all his money.
Yeah, he's flat now. I think people are maybe, I love you, Mando.
I'm actually going on their show on Thursday. I think they asked me to come on.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to follow that one close. That's going to be funny. Who do you guys have on Rec Radio this week? You have someone this week?
We have got Luke Martin.
Oh, nice. He's cool.
Yeah.
Cool guy. Met him in Indianapolis. Actually, he's from Indy. So I met him in Indianapolis VCon last year.
He actually made a meme coin live on a space or something like that. Like, he has his own story. Like, not many people know, but the week before I did it, he created one apparently, and like it was a disaster or something like that. So
I'm gonna create like a rune stone, a rune on one of these shows one day. I'm just kidding, just kidding.
It does feel like that's the new grift, doesn't it?
I will not.
You see that thing from Zach XBT about all the money, the 30 million gone.
That's
you know what's really funny? He doesn't mention Matchy in any of those posts because of the lawsuit.
Yeah, no, I think the lawsuit was dropped though. But yeah, he doesn't mention it. But
so, but like he highlights all the massive pre-sales that happened that hasn't mentioned Matchy's one yet.
I saw Ovi's comment. She's like, I love the one that doesn't have a ticker.
Yeah, well, that's just the Jared from Subway.
Launched.
Yeah, well, no, he just posts it under the Ansem tweet. Remember, he posts a bunch of different ones.
It's true. There's not the Matchy one in there.
Yeah, notably, he never mentions the Matchy one.
It's much.
I was looking at it, I was like, well, that was the biggest one. Why has that not been mentioned? And then I was like, I know now.
I love that one. My favorite is a token with no name, never launched. Haha. Yo, I gotta say though, the other night I woke up to Zach XBT liking my tweets about the black coffee party, and I was shaking for a second, but I think he genuinely liked it. He genuinely must
have receipts.
Yeah, he must be a black coffee fan.
Did you see the Z Casino scam as well?
Save from Zach XBT. What's up?
Did you see the Z Casino scam?
I saw it on your minutes, but I didn't want to cover it because I didn't have time to do my research.
This one's bad. This one's bad, boys.
Do you want to
talk? They said they were building a chain, and they just took $30 billion and put it on Lido. And a bunch of VCs invested, right?
Where is it?
So like a bunch of VCs invested in this thing.
It's not here.
It'll go down. I put it in the meme coin section, I think, or maybe slightly lower.
Wait.
RLB and Shuffle Rally after ZK. Yeah, there we go.
What's that? ZK on March 19th, ZK Casino announced their Series A round at 350 million. So wait, this casino on ZK raised a Series A at 250 mil Val. They raised 30 mil and rugged?
Dude, they just put it all in Lido. Like, this is the team behind Syncus. Do you remember Syncus, that POS that OSF was telling us to get involved in?
Didn't that cook, though?
It went down 95%.
Oh, it's supposed to be this cycle's ohm.
Yeah, well, everyone knew it was a Ponzi, but like they created this, and then they created this Z Casino thing, but which everyone thought they were getting like an airdrop for.
With it, Ovi just sent it to us to buy it. Thankfully,
yeah, of course, yeah. Of course, he just bought it. Actually, OSF, I think, made profit out of it, but
Did they try to lure the rec guys into that? Isn't that? Didn't they try to give rec guy an airdrop or some shit?
They gave rec guy an airdrop. Yeah. Anyway, this Z Casino thing. Yeah, the guy is still posting, right? This derivatives ape guy, he's posting like nothing has happened.
Oh, who is behind it?
He's tagged there, derivatives ape, right? Working on Syncus. He's just posting like oh yeah, he announced like a new look, keep building. Look at this bullshit.
Hold on. So how do you know he rugged though?
Like he said he was gonna, everyone was meant to get their ETH back on the new chain. All right. No one's getting their ETH back. They've put all the ETH in Lido. The security audit was done by ChatGPT publicly. They said our security audit has been done by ChatGPT. Everyone gave them 30 million.
Everyone, meaning like who did they raise from, like big VCs and shit? Like,
so they raised 30 million. They raised from VCs and they took money. People deposited, assuming that they were going to get a token airdrop on the new chain. Oh, they ended up doing an orbit chain. Yeah, like people have really looked into this guy. They ended up doing an orbit chain, which they took them like 5 minutes to build. This is one of the wildest stories in crypto I've seen in a while. Like these guys, these are bad, bad guys.
And so the casino doesn't work?
I mean, dude, like, come on. These guys are walking away with the money. Like, it's not the casino doesn't even work. They didn't even build the chain. Like they built the chain. Read the thread I sent you. Read the thread I sent you. It's wild. Like read it through. But like,
insane. And yeah. So on the back of that, Robit is pumping. So I mean,
well yeah, about. Some of the other like the other actual like more legitimate tokens. But
oh, they look at that. They were in Dubai. Surprising. They're probably based there, like all the other.
Of course. The event got cancelled actually.
Oh, well, that's
read delight. Through this, but like ZacXBT had before people even gave the money, ZacXBT had been saying, these people are scammers. And then over the weekend, he was like, guys, I told you guys all these scammers, and they've taken all the money.
Oh, and this guy's from Dubai and scam like that, he's gonna get the fucking death penalty, bro.
No, he's not. No one gets anything in Dubai. Like, all the shitcoin devs are based in Dubai, all the scammers are in Dubai, man.
They are actually. I was not very impressed.
The bush.
I met. I mean, the biggest Chaz I met in Dubai flew in from Hong Kong.
Yeah, Chicago. I mean,
like literally everyone I met there that was Chad, like huge fun. I met a huge fun there. I met my boys from Oros Capital and stuff like that. They all came in from Hong Kong. I could have just waited and gone to Hong Kong, you know. But but it was definitely worth it. And I will probably go again if they do an event there, but hopefully I don't get flooded again. You know that show that CryptoPunk was one, dude? We were like fucking ankles deep water on two floors while we were hosting together. That was crazy. Almost someone said, Ovi, blink twice if you need help.
OSF is just so happy that I came back to the show so he can just sit there and smile and look cute.
I mean, the show is technically done 16 minutes ago, so But that was good. That was good. And I think that's it. Have you dabbled into runes at all, Mando? Or are you gonna wait? Is Mando bidding runes?
I bought a little bit of pups, but that's
on Solana though, or on
Sol.
Yeah, it's way easier. I mean, I kind of like though that Solana could become a Bitcoin L2.
Yeah, it basically is, right. All these coins will decide that the UI UX is so horrific. I mean, Sobi made a very good point in our chat, which is like, it doesn't really solve anything that was crap about BRC20s. Everything is basically as bad, but it's just a new way for us to gamble. So we all have to go for it.
Dreams.
It's just a new gamble layer on Bitcoin. What I thought was really interesting about the whole thing, did you see what Casey wrote over the weekend?
I did. I honestly did not. I was at. I was
Archie. Go to Casey. I think you may even pinned the tweet.
Bro, dude, we gotta get Casey back on. Did you guys realize that we had Casey on like the day he invented the fucking OAuth protocol? That's sick. I was talking about this with some people over there.
Look at the tweet that he put out. Yeah. Reminder to all the degens: runes, ordinals, and inscriptions are fun sideshow. Bitcoin is the main event. Stay humble, stack sats. That's like a real Bitcoin max about everything, I thought. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, this guy gets that it's just like one big gamble layer on Bitcoin that you're just meant to walk away with the Bitcoin. But I thought that was like a very Bitcoin maxi statement. Yeah, because they've been getting a lot of shit.
I mean, you could replace this with anything. Remind to all degens, NFTs, blah, 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 are just fun sideshow. Ethereum is the main event. Solana, like, you want to stack Sol. You want, like, we do all these side, we do meme coins to stack Sol, right? We do NFTs on ETH to stack ETH, right? I'm doing ordinals and runes to stack Bitcoin. Like,
I agree. I just didn't expect that to be said by the creator of runes and ordinals.
He's a funny one. You know, Casey is actually, he's going to be, so the Bitcoin Asia, so you know, David Bailey, Bitcoin Magazine, we had them on. So the Bitcoin Miami is going to be Bitcoin Asia in Hong Kong next month. That's where we're going. So he's going to be there at Ordinals Asia at the same event as us. So I can't wait to see, to meet him in person. It's such a big, big one. I think it's going to be a really big one. That's why we're making all the way my way back there again, second time in second month in a row. But
so if you were to rank the topic of conversation that came up most in Dubai, top three, what were they?
Same as the last three conferences, Bitcoin, Solana. So Bitcoin is runes and ordinals. Solana is meme coins. No one's talking about Ethereum. No one's talking about L2s. Oh, Base is coming up more, a lot. Yeah. Like when it comes to Ethereum itself, Base specifically. But that's it. But again, same thing, man. And I'm not even trying to, like, I was put on a panel, which was a debate about meme coins. Like, you know what I mean? And again, like, it's mostly that. That's it. And then that's it. And honestly, and then the floods. I mean, that's probably the topic that came up the most.
Flooded again.
Probably why I'm so fucked up. But that was really it, man. In every conference I go to, dude, like, because obviously I have a lot of conversations with people. Like, it's the same thing. It's Bitcoin and Sol. Bitcoin Sol, Bitcoin Sol. If anything, I think Base could bring a lot of the conversation back on Ethereum. A ton of it. Because Farcaster is really doing very well. And Farcaster is extremely successful. And Base, I think there's something, like, I have a feeling something big is about to happen on Base. Like, I talk to people and, like, people, like, not over the top bullish, but like really fucking fundamentally bullish on Base. Man, I think we're gonna get a token, bro.
The real fuck you to the SEC right now would be a token, yeah. Like Am I frozen for you?
Yeah, you're frozen. I wouldn't be surprised if we get, like, I don't know what it is. And I know JC Polak came on the show and we asked him point blank, face to face, yo, are we gonna get a token? And he said no, like straight up. But that's probably because he has to say no. But I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if we get I wouldn't be surprised if we get somewhat of a token on the Base side, man. Though, like, wait, I don't know. It would be sick. Like, I think that would initiate the most stupidest run ever. Like, cause like Binance, BNB, this Coinbase Base. You know, I mean, dude,
they should just do a token. Like, fuck it. What have they got to lose? Like, genuinely, what have they got to lose? They're already fighting the SEC. They might as well just go for it.
I think they are winning. I think they're, like, people don't seem phased at all. Like, I talked to a lot of big, so I went to this Arbitrum dinner. Shout out to Arbitrum and Nina Wrong over there. So I went to this Arbitrum dinner, which is pretty much like the most chat dinner I've ever been to. Like, I was like, fuck, I can't believe I'm in this room. It's like very intimate Arbitrum ecosystem builders dinner. Like, the founder of EtherFi and the founder of Pendle were sitting in front of me. I was like, holy shit. I was like, yo, my boy Mando cooked the Pendle trade.
Oh, yeah. And
by the way, founder of Pendle, humble, kind, big foodie, massive foodie, the nicest guy ever. He's going to come on the show. Agreed to come. Yeah, he's coming. He's coming for sure. He's super down. We got along very well. We sat together for like an hour or so. But dude, like, even Arbitrum, like, there's some stuff cooking, man. Like, builders are building. Builders are, even on ARP, bro, like, I think Ethereum is going to have this like raging fucking comeback, but it's going to be all through L2s. Like Ethan Base leading the way. Ethan Base and Arbitrum leading the way. There's a reason why we picked Arbitrum for everything we're going to build. For us, what we got coming is going to be fucking massive. Even bigger after that. Every time I travel, I come back and it just gets bigger. So that'll be fun. But yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited. Anyways. I think that's a good roundup. I think it's a good roundup. I love to see number go up towards the end of the show when we're not meant to be on. This is amazing. 2,200 people live on video. Just a reminder, tomorrow's going to be the big robot spins. Since we didn't do Friday, we have two more spins to do this week. So we're doing 6 spins. So we're going to do 3 spins tomorrow and 3 spins on Friday. And all you have to do for people has no coupons. Coupons for Rec Radio. So all you have to do on our show is follow FOMO Hour, follow Robit, okay, and retweet our spaces every day. You repeat and then you win. I mean, last week, Mrs. Hennessy, she won a fucking CryptoPunk. She's still holding it. She still got her PFP. I thought she would have sold it. It's a liquid 150K right there. But she's holding it. So that was crazy. I almost fainted that day. Holy shit. Didn't expect my scream to go viral. I'm going to turn it to a meme. I'm going to push it hard this week. And anyways, with that, let's call it. We will see you all tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the episode of FOMO Hour. On Rug Radio, let's